This air review is brought to you by Verizon. When the Navy and the Marine Corps look to securely and effectively modernize their voice communications, Verizon's suite of services, solutions, and contract vehicles are there to help meet mission needs.
Hello, everyone. Here we are at beautiful National Harbor at Sea Airspace 2024. I'm Ross Chaffertinet, the managing editor of GovCIO Media and Research. Joining me today is Rear Admiral Chad Carey, the Deputy Director for Operations in the NOAA Office of Marine and Aviation Operations. I get all that right?
Pretty close, yep, pretty close. Okay. A lot of words.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, we cover tech, we cover innovation, things like that. Tell me about the kind of stuff that you are doing in your office with environmental mapping of the ocean and all the tech that's rolling around it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Corps of Commissioned Officers. So we're our own service. And we are composed of highly skilled, highly adaptable technical professionals serving in a uniform service. So service for science. And we fly ships. We drive ships. We fly aircraft. And we're bringing uncrewed systems into our suite of observation capabilities. So there's a lot going on across ships, aircraft, uncrewed systems, ROVs, things that go underwater, all around.
Yeah, that stuff is so interesting to me. So mapping the ocean, I know, is something that a big part of what you are doing. How is that happening? What is the tech being used? And how is it going forward? How is it being innovated and sort of moving into the future?
Absolutely. It's really important. So only about 40% of the exclusive economic zone is mapped. You start looking a little more broadly in the Indo-Pacific region, and about 24% of that region is mapped with modern technique. And modern tech unique usually means a multi-beam sonar. So that's a high-resolution bathymetric mapper. And we have those installed on all of the hulls of our research vessels. We're starting to add them to our uncrewed systems. On our smaller launches that are going around all over the U.S., some of them are doing routine work, which is planned to try to improve safe navigation in many of the places where the economy of those ports is crucial. And then we're also able to respond to the call when things like the FSK Bridge over in Baltimore occurred. Sure. And they needed another channel opened up. We sent our technical experts out there, aircraft mapped from the sky. And our small boats with the multi-beam sonar went in and surveyed an alternate channel that the Coast Guard and then Army Corps of Engineers were able to open up to keep commerce moving in and out, at least at a lower level with the bridge obstruction there in the way.
That sounds like there's a lot of cooperation, a lot of communication. What is the importance of these kind of partnerships between your offices and the Coast Guard and all the different pieces moving together?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll take that a little further as well. I think our partnerships with the academic community is also, and also with the private sector are critical as well. With new emerging technology, there's a lot of risk, right? Will this work? Will the instruments perform like they're expected to? Will we be able to get the data off in a timely manner? All of those things are really complicated. They sound easy, but they're not. And we can go to academic partners with ideas in partnership with our private sector partners and say, hey, we want to try this new uncrewed system. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but we think it's a good idea. And they'll say, we got it from here. We'll take it out. They take all the bruises and bumps, and then they'll come to us and say, we sorted a lot of things out. NOAA, now you're ready, and you can start doing things in a less risky way, which is good for taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine offloading that risk is really, really important, because the last thing you want is a risky government project that's just going to end up with problems. We talked about uncrewed systems. I can't get over the 40% isn't mapped with modern technology. But so, uncrewed systems, don't get more modern than that. How are you using them? How is that mapping the ocean? How is it getting the environmental knowledge?
Yeah, so we're using them in a variety of ways. We have some autonomous systems that are going out on their own, and they're standalone systems, and they're going out and collecting data in areas where that makes sense. We have some systems where we're launching them from ships. They still need a ride to get where we want them to work, and we're able to go and launch them where it makes the most sense. And there's a lot you can do with those. I mean, they don't need lunch breaks. They don't need to be recovered overnight. As long as they have enough fuel and it's safe in that area to operate, they can continue for longer periods of time, you know, than some of our crewed launches. So we're definitely seeing some exciting progress on that front. Tremendous progress being made there, and plenty of work to be doing on that front.
I bet. I mean, again, there's all that unmapped area. You know, I think we see maps, we see those kinds of things. Getting it to the most accurate, I imagine, it's absolutely important.
Really important. And, you know, the places we're going are changing. There's more access to the Arctic now. The fjords are, the glaciers are melting off, mm-hmm. and cruise ships are wanting to go in deeper. A lot of our ports, they want to bring in bigger ships with deeper drafts. And in some cases, they're asking us, you know, what is that, mud or is that rock? Can I push through that? And so that's the kind of level of specificity they want from our data products. And we can provide that. We can do that. It just takes being able to have the tools there to go and collect it.
Yeah, it's very important. And Kerry, thanks so much for doing this. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.